Kind of waiting on Joe.
Yeah, I think I see him around the corner. There's kind of a commotion because they had some VIPs in the tent above us.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're starting to disperse. Let me go see if I can find him.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's lose Dave for a second. And see.
But the headset was
really overly dropped the headset.
We get the idea. I mean.
All right. Who is this? Yeah, sir. Oh. Just, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, well, well.
Yeah.
Is this one on?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh,
wait a
nice.
Minute. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Good afternoon, gentlemen of the Hardline. It's me, Don Marconioni.
Oh, my
God.
Don Marconioni.
It's a pleasure to be with you here at Cowboys Training Camp.
It's a pleasure over here to finally meet you, Don
Marconioni.
It's been too long. You know, I came by your broadcast location earlier this morning to say hello to Norm, but he wasn't here.
Yeah, Norm?
I saw just Norm's butler talking to some homeless guy about UFOs.
No. It was Donovan. And Matt McLaren.
Oh, my.
His butler.
Norm retired a month ago or so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna have to pay Norman a visit when I get back to Dallas.
He owe you money?
Yeah, I'm not sure how he's going to pay me back all the money he owes me without that boat anchor of a contract he had with Cumulus.
I know. God.
By the way, I hope you boys at the ticket enjoyed those two Marconi nominations. I hope you did very much.
Mm-hmm.
A little birdie told me, Sports Station of the Year, that's a done deal.
Whoa!
Really?
Yeah, but the Muses, they're going to need to take a dive because Dan Bennett wants to throw Hawkeye a bone.
That's right. Hawkeye and Mishrod were nominated as well. So,
what brings you to Oxnard?
Well, I'm here as a guest of my longtime associate, Jerry Jones.
No kidding!
How do you know Jerry?
Oh, we go way back. I used to do a little construction for him back in Arkansas after I got finished with another project of mine called Whitewater.
Jeez, your tentacles run deep in Arkansas.
I also helped do a little convincing when he needed to eminent domain a few families for the new stadium.
Yes, I'm sure that you played a large role in that.
And I was also in charge of Gene's art project, Sky Mirror and all that crap.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing what a money laundering opportunity artwork is.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to be telling us this, to be honest.
Well, where do you think the money for the Bravo Eugenia came from?
Yeah.
Pay some art student a couple $100 to splat a paint on the wall and then charge the team $10 million.
That is brilliant.
I got to tell you, that boat has been a godsend. Not just for Jerry, getting him out of hot water with Gene, but for the Marconioni operation, too.
Yeah, because it's a larger operation.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when the Bravo Eugenia isn't sailing off the Amalfi Coast, it's docked at my vineyard in Sicily. And when it's not docked at my vineyard in Sicily, it's out in the middle of the Atlantic making problems disappear, if you catch my meaning.
Oh, yeah.
Does Jerry know this?
What Jerry doesn't know can't hurt him. It's better he doesn't know. Don't tell him. Okay, right?
I won't, I promise.
He's let me use the Cowboys Bang Brothers bus before.
Again, I don't think that's the right term for it.
I got some real good pictures of Dean Blandino that might be useful one day.
Oh, yeah, that's what you want, is to have a referee in your pocket.
I've also been on Jerry's plane many times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I remember going to Super Bowl in 1992 on Jerry's jet. It was me, Lee Majors.
Lee Majors?
Prince Bandar.
Oh, yeah.
And then Clarence Thomas.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
We were halfway to California when Clarence got a case of the backdoor bolognese. He must have been in the loo for a good 30 minutes. And while he was gone, Lee Majors dared Prince Bandar to play a prank on him. So the prince, he hikes up his robe, yanks out one of his short and curlies, and places it on top of Clarence's Coke can.
That's how that happened!
Wow.
Yeah, Clarence.
It's all coming together.
That's 30 years worth of secrecy.
You okay?
I just need to stuff my cheeks more. Clarence gets back to his seat. He takes a big swig and ends up with a big black pipe cleaner stuck to his glasses. Well, we all fell out laughing, but Clarence got his feelings hurt.
Uh-huh.
So that's why Jerry ended up giving him a Super Bowl ring.
Oh, that was the payoff.
Yeah, what a whiny little bitch Clarence is. Anyway, that's a sports story I wanted to tell you. I need to head out. I have a sit-down this afternoon with Zach Martin.
Really?
Jerry wanted me to jump into the negotiations and make him an offer he can't refuse.
Like, oh, man.
Like a horse head in the bed or something?
No, like 4 for $70. What are you talking about, horse head?
Stop it. He's Don Marconioni.
Corby, what are you doing?
I just thought that's what he was up to.
Upset,
you watched too many movies, Snake.
I know.
I heard that about you. I heard that you used to say movie watching is a sport.
I didn't, but...
And you used to give every movie a B+.
No, Don Marconioni, you're confusing things. I'm not that generic.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm... But you know what, Bob?
Yes.
I'm so glad that you're doing the Substack.
Oh!
I sent off a very angry email to the New York Times when you were let go by The Athletic.
Well, Don, thank you. Thank you, and maybe...
Anything you need. You just asked Don Marconi only. I'll make a call for you.
I appreciate that. I will attempt to repay all my debts to you.
Don, what a pleasure it's been.
It's been a pleasure, boys. Michael, take care of these. That's my boy, Michael.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is your boy,
we'll
Michael.
Do, Don.
You boys have a great week at camp. I'll put in a good word for Jerry. Maybe I'll see you at Nobu.
Maybe we'll see you at Nobu, Don Marconi Oni. That'd be great.
Bye, Don.
There he goes. The great Don Marconi Oni.
What a pleasure.
So much stuff in his cheeks.